Next Tech Wireless, connecting Kansans.
KVLE Live and Local, good morning, 841, 58 degrees.
From television and stand-up to film and late-night shows, his comedy knows no bounds.
Was the chicken humanely put down?
The iconic George Lopez is coming to Prairie Band Casino and Resort on April 24th.
Yeah. We pet him until he died.
Must be 18 or over to attend. Get tickets now for George Lopez at prairieband.com/shows.
Prairie Band Casino and Resort.
KVOE 842.
KVOE 1400 AM and 96.9 FM. Live and local. This is Newsmaker 3.
And we're very pleased to be joined on our Newsmaker 3 segment on this Friday morning by Lyon County appraiser Ryan Jansen. Ryan, good morning. How are you?
Doing good. How are you guys?
Doing good. Thanks for taking some time to join us. You have been busy in the office. We know that. Of course, completed the recent annual appraisal of real estate properties with the effective valuation date of January 1st, 2025, and the notices were sent out. And now the appeal process window, is closed as of today, Ryan?
Yes, today will be the last day to schedule those appeals, so that 30-day window will end today.
So have you been busy on the appeal front?
It's been a pretty typical year, historically speaking. So generally we're meeting with people and having those informal meetings this time of year. And that's always a good opportunity for us to learn a little bit more about the properties and also hopefully educate the people a little bit on what the appraisal process is and what it is that we're trying to accomplish.
Ryan, if people are wanting to file an appeal, how do they go about doing that, and what kind of matters are they able to appeal exactly?
So, overall, the matters that you're trying to appeal, either the valuation of the property or possibly the classification of the property. There's different classifications that we can put on properties, different assessment rates, and we can take a look at those as well if those are in question. But really, anybody can reach out to the office. We can take a look at that, make sure that we're not missing anything, make sure that all of our data is correct, make sure that we're accounting for conditions appropriately, see if there's any comps or anything that we're missing that may tell us something else about the property. We can take a look at all that.
So what the property characteristics, is that part of this too, Ryan?
Yep, we review those property characteristics. We want to make sure that we have good data to use in our valuation. It's been my experience that if we have good data, our models do a pretty good job, but we need to make sure that the information going in is right.
So you mentioned it's been kind of an average year as far as the number of appeals and people visiting your office for the appeal process. Specifically, has there been anything? Is it basically the property value that has been the concern?
Generally speaking, there's been a few that have wanted to look at the classification of property, but generally it's value. Sometimes it's just people have just general questions wanting to understand the process a little bit more, so they appeal that property. We come in, we look, we verify property characteristics and kind of go from there.
So this is the final day. If people need to get an appeal in, can they still, can they make an appointment today? How does that work with this being the final day?
Yep, all they need to do is let us know that they have the intent to appeal, and we'll get them on the schedule, and we'll meet with them sometime in the next couple weeks and have that meeting to look at the property and see what if there's anything there that we need to take a look at.
Well, that's good to know. We won't have a big line out the door just because it's the final day. Not there,
no, you don't. We don't have to hold the appeal today. We just need to be notified of your intent today.
All right. Anything else we need to add here, Ryan?
Personal property notices, those will be coming out here in about a month. So by May 1st, we have to send out the personal property notices. So if there's anything there, people can contact the office. And then it won't be too much longer, and we'll be starting our annual maintenance cycle. We'll be out and about reviewing properties out in the field. We are statutorily required to physically inspect properties once every 6 years. And so this year we'll be out in the rural part of the county, and we'll kind of be doing that middle third of the county, kind of thinking east to west, along with the City of Americus. So that's what we'll be out looking at this summer. So that'll probably start around May or so, that people may see us out driving around looking at properties in those areas, and that'll probably go until about August or maybe possibly September. It takes us a couple months to get through everything with that. So that's kind of what we've got going on in the agenda the next couple weeks and months.
All right. And so how are you staffed? What kind of numbers are you looking at? What kind of help do you have there, Ryan?
So we're fully staffed. We've got 9 people in the office. We've got a couple people that do GIS. We've got a couple office staff. And then including myself, there's 4 appraisers on staff. So 3 of them are out doing field work, and then I'm mostly doing in office model valuation and model building.
So field work, what exactly does that entail? How close do they have to get to the property? People have seen the appraisers' vehicles and your staff in the vehicles. So how does that work as far as appraising a property?
So when we're going out and we're doing our annual re-inspections, our goal is to get on the property if we can. Sometimes that's not always doable. There may be locked gates or something like that.
Sure.
But we try and get on the property. We try and walk around the property if we can. It gives us a good idea, a good opportunity to make sure that we are confirming characteristics, because I mean a lot can happen on these properties over a 6-year span. There can be work that's done on a property. There can be deferred maintenance that's not done on a property, and we want to make sure that we identify that, recognize that, because we want to make sure that we have good data that goes into our model so that we can get as accurate values as possible.
Well, Ryan, we appreciate your time here this morning, and we'll be in touch.
All right. Thank you, guys.
Thanks, Ryan. Yeah. Ryan Jansen, a Lyon County appraiser. Today is the end. The window closes today for the annual appraisal of real estate properties, the valuations that went out a little over a month ago. So if you need to appeal, you need to make that appointment today to get your appeal in. That window closes today, and we thank Ryan for his time here this morning. KVOE Live and Local. It is 848, 58 degrees. Good morning.
Tune in every Monday morning at 6:50, as well as the second and third Thursday of every month.